21 or 20.5 miles per hour. That's what it's, yeah.
20.5 is plenty fast for a 3 foot tall person.
Yeah, I agree. Apparently 9 isn't. And that's the whole issue here. It's the only reason I'm even looking at anything.
It's got suspension, so you get to, it's not all about the speed. It's about adding the bumps and the jumps now.
Yeah.
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 Motocross. Motocross.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's the trick, right? You got to get them out to some dirt. See if they can handle the dirt. And until they can do that, and there is where they're looking for more speed, then maybe you can add some more. But I don't know. This electric dirt bike thing. You know, so the one thing I'll say before we kick this off, and the biggest thing is the battery is literally a drill type battery. It's interchangeable. So you don't. I'm much more likely to throw an electric kid's dirt bike in the back of my car than I am a gasoline kid's dirt bike. Because if the electric falls over, it doesn't spill two stroke all over my back seat.
Oh, you mean like inside?
Yeah, like in the back of a car, right? So okay, you think about all the soccer moms with their minivans.
So what you're saying is we're here working on excuses to buy an electric dirt bike and still be tough.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, man. I seen some dude on Instagram. I apologize. I can't remember what his name is, but just some new guy I've been following on Instagram, dirt bike guy.
Mm-hmm.
He's funny as hell. Maybe I should look it up and give him a shout out. But he borrows somebody's electric dirt bike at the dunes.
Okay.
Dude was sailing. Like, he sees this guy. He's out there. He's sailing. Mm-hmm. And they sound so stupid. Well, it's not that. We've all drove RC cars before, electric RC cars, and they sound the same. I mean, they're coming unglued. They're, you know.
That's pretty good. That was pretty accurate. Yeah.
Yeah. Lithium batteries in there.
Yeah.
Anyway, they go, I mean, the thing would be ripping, and the guy was sailing it on these jumps, and he says, "Here, you want to try it?" And he gets on, and the camera pans down, it shows the battery.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some stop footage. It's not like, you know, he didn't film it directly straight through or whatever. But he went and hit a jump a couple times, the way they portray it. And then he comes kind of ripping back up, and he glances back down, and he's used like 30% of the battery. And he's like, "Oh, man, I didn't want to use this guy's whole battery." So he goes ripping it back to the top of the hill, and he goes, "Here, man, that's really fun, but I don't want to use all your battery. Ha, ha, ha." And I just like, what is that? I mean, the joke has come full circle. When electric cars are getting made fun of, it's always a Prius or it's some Tesla with a Honda generator in the trunk, right?
Yeah.
That's the big joke. And now we are literally taking dirt bikes to the motocross track, parking a generator next to them to charge the battery in between rounds.
Yeah.
We are literally doing that. So the argument is not about the environment.
No.
The argument is not about anything other than
the question I'll present here is that a gasoline engine has a lot more than just gasoline in it. If you're air cooled, a little bit less, but realistically, you've got gasoline, oil, and antifreeze/coolant, right?
Right.
And on an electric motor, if you're brushless and you've got like there shouldn't be any fluid in there. So on an electric dirt bike, besides maybe something in the fork oil, which should all stay contained, you don't have any fluids. So there is like just a teeniest bit less oil being used. But I'm not trying to argue for them. My argument to you that I was going to present a few minutes ago was simply, you know, all the people, I want to know how many people in the audience, how many of our listeners out there are actually running gasoline lawnmowers and weed eaters and all those things still, or if you're running battery, because I see a lot of people out mowing their lawn with a battery because it's quiet. You don't have to have the earplugs, which I never wore anyway, which is probably why I can't hear anything.
Yep.
But so if I keep those all gasoline, does that give me the right to have an electric dirt bike?
You mean your man card?
Yeah, that's what I'm asking about. Yeah.
No. I don't think so. So, okay.
Well, that answers the question.
So, Dude, all my cousins, everything I'm hearing, they've all switched over to electric dirt bikes. All them crazy sand dune cousins of mine, and all I ever hear is electric. I mean, it's coming. It's fine. It's whatever. It's just, it's not about the environment.
Yeah.
Because you talk about all them fluids and everything. I can't imagine all the corroded batteries that are going to be laying around.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's easy. You just throw them in the fire.
That's true. I mean, every pack of batteries I've ever bought's got that big picture of a garbage, and it's got a line like, throw it directly there.
Yep. That is what that means. Yeah. When they put the circle in the line, it means to the trash.
Yeah, it's like a target.
The trash can.
Like a target.
Yeah, they forget the arrow part. I don't know why, but it's 100%. Yeah, to the trash. Throw your batteries. Actually, I heard, you know, a great friend of mine once said that they all belong in the ocean. Like, I don't know why you're returning your car batteries to Napa for your $6 refund when you could just throw them in your perfectly good ocean right down the road.
Really?
Yeah. So
that's where Napa's throwing them anyway.
You didn't hear that here. For legal reasons, please don't throw your car batteries in the ocean. But they don't say anything about dirt bike batteries.
You know, we've talked about it on here before, and I'll just reiterate one more time. There will always be fans of people always get left in the last generation because you have a population that's constantly aging. And yeah. New things are coming out all the time. So I think this is my ticket to get off the train, man. I think this is the line in the sand I got to draw. I got to step off the train. I'm not saying they're not better, stronger, faster, and all that kind of stuff, but I got to get off the train.
So I get what you're saying. I have yet to decide which side I'm on completely. That being said, there also isn't a replacement for a BMW S1000RR out there yet, right? There is no proven replacement for a leader bike on the electric side. They've come in, they've hit the market with the kids, they've hit the market with the, what do they call those crazy balance? I'm losing my mind.
One wheels, man.
No. Well, yeah, all the gadgets, right? The gizmos, but those have been around forever. We just bought ourselves a little electric pit scooter, if you will, which is actually meant for commuting. That did remind me, though, back in the day when I was a kid, I had neighbors that had a little two-stroke scooter. It wasn't like, I'm not talking moped-type scooter. I'm talking like a scooter with a stand-up, but it had a little engine on the back. I always wanted one of those. What I got years later for Christmas was a Razor electric scooter, and I bought this thing recently. I think the High Boy is what we got. And I just realized, I was like, oh, no, holy cow. I could have gone on Facebook Marketplace and found a used two-stroke, pull a string, get it started, and I could be ripping something old school, but I just went for what's convenient. They got me. Like, they got me, right?
Well, that's the key right there, though. All the kids, they're not going to know any different. So
nope.
My generation's just going to die off with their gas engines.
Yeah, I will say, though, you mentioned that noise. And that noise is real. You got it pretty accurate. This scooter that I have doesn't make that noise.
Then you need to put a lithium battery in it.
Apparently, yeah.
Because that's like rainbows crashing into unicorns. That's the sound it makes.
Okay, yeah. Well,
hey, why don't you do the intro?
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. Why don't we go ahead and roll an intro, and we'll get this week's episode started.
Yesterday at one point.
And we're back and still talking about electric vehicles, so please continue.
We are back. We're still talking about it. If you got kids, we're talking about getting kids into the world and whether or not you go two-stroke or or electric, really just which version of electric. I will say I have a lot of personal experience with the Stasic 12E. It's awesome. Great way to get your kids started at a young age. All about it. The question is, do you upgrade with them, or do you head the other direction? When you go the other direction, do you go gasoline or electric?
So you mentioned that the trail thing.
Yeah. Yeah, so, yeah. What I said for the audience was you take a kid on a bicycle, electric or not, and you can put them almost anywhere. No one's gonna say anything. They don't have any problem. But if you take a kid on even an electric dirt bike and you put them out on a mountain bike trail, all of a sudden there's issues. That's not allowed here, right? So you can take a bicycle because it's also a lot lighter, right? We're looking specifically today, right now, we're kind of talking about the KTM SX E2 or...
We're trying to keep them in business single-handedly.
Yeah. Or the Husqvarna EE2, as they call it, which are the same thing.
It's got just my vote. The white's better.
Cooler looking. I agree. Not a big fan of KTM orange. what were they even going for? Orange is such
an orange, man.
Terrible color. Anyway.
Austrian orange.
If you look at the pound difference, you get this 12E driver, even the 16, the 18, the freaking 20 apparently they have now with Stasic. This KTM weighs 60 pounds. And they're like bragging about that. They're bragging about how little it weighs. It's 60 pounds. Anyway, it's and then the price difference. And you're getting a lot more for the price. I got it. Bigger speed, longer battery, better like actual suspension. You're on dirt bike tires. It's the same dimensions as a PW50. Like it is the starter dirt bike. It's just electric. Battery's still interchangeable. The question is, which direction do you go and why?
Okay, so let me delve in a little more here.
Mm-hmm.
They make small electric bicycles, right?
Yep.
So why do we put the kid on a quote unquote dirt bike? I mean, you're talking about natural progression. Would the natural progression of a Stasic be just a electric baby mountain bike?
I mean, that's what Stasic has, right? I said that they go up to a 20-inch with suspension on it. But in my head, that's always been like, well, if a kid needs a 20-inch bike, a kid can either pedal or they're getting a dirt bike. Because the Stasic is not cheap. It is cheaper than an electric dirt bike brand new, but it is not cheap. That 20E drive comes in at like $2,000.
So what about, sorry, I'm over here. Look like I'm looking at my phone, but I'm focused. I'm trying to find this. Have you seen this Super 73 out of California?
No.
I know not. A guy, shout out Justin, that's all in love with these people.
Okay.
Look up Super 73-K1D.
K1D, like dog?
Yep.
K1D. Electric bike for kids.
That's like dirt bike, Stasic, bicycle, all roll up into one.
Kinda. Here's my question. Interchangeable battery or not?
I have no idea. I just got here. It's got twist grip.
It does. Does have that. It does kind of look pretty, 15 plus miles an hour, 90 to 120 millimeter or 20 minute. Battery, motor, hub motor. So the motor's back in the rear wheel, which people seem to like a lot. The biggest thing for me is that the battery can come out and be... Because here's the issue, right? When all these electric bikes first came out, they've been out for forever. This is not a new thing. But when they first came out, your bike dies. You got to take it home. You got to plug it in.
Yep.
And you cannot ride it. And that's a pain in the butt. Everyone knows that. Everyone from like, that was the upgrade back in the day for RC cars. Like you were talking about, your RC car has to be plugged in. That sucks. But if you can just have two batteries where you pull the battery out real quick, put the new pack in, you, depending on how much money you have, how many batteries you have, you'd have a full day's worth of batteries ready to go. And I don't want to take a kid out on a dirt bike to the MX track or whatever out in the woods and run out of battery halfway through, have to hike the thing back and charge it all day and be done for the day.
Do you have this pink one pulled up?
Yeah.
Well, share the screen for the people watching.
All right, all right.
Because I can't find the information on the battery. I know it has lights and horns. Look at that thing. That is a dirt bike bicycle.
It is. I mean, it's all that kid's doing like a look at that.
A dig out, and dig outs are illegal.
Yeah, no dig outs.
But you see the cool play on words with the one up.
Regen for the new gen? The cool
Kid.
Kid. K1D kid.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see. Let's see if we can find something about a battery.
So how tall is that thing compared to... You said what the heights were, and I know you've been looking. So what's the size?
I don't really have... Long motor style seat, ride modes, intuitive red twist throttle, removable battery. There you go. Okay. There you go. So they got removable battery. Dimensions, seat height.
Is it way too tall?
Rider seat height is 19 inches. So it's a half inch taller than a PW50, which is pretty tall for a balance bike.
That particular one is what, 6 miles an hour faster than your Stasic advertised?
15 plus, yep.
So it's almost twice as fast.
Then the Stasic 12.
Right.
I don't know. These are 16-inch tires. The Stasic E does 13 to 14 miles an hour, so it's not that much faster than the same size bike from Stasic.
So what would happen if you took that out on a... It looks, there's no motor. It looks like a bicycle.
I mean that, yeah, that would be fine, right? That would be fine on a bicycle trail. I don't think anyone would have any issue with that.
I don't know, man. I think I solved your problem right there. Bam. $495.
It is cheaper.
Coming out of California. I'll tell you what, that might be the one. It's got that pretty pink color. I know she'll like it.
Yeah. Well, anyway.
We done with electric bikes now?
I think we're done with electric bikes, at least electric bicycles. How about that?
Okay, because I did tell you in the news, you said that was a concept. CF Moto showing their first full-size Supercross electric, whatchamacallit. Been talking a lot about CF Moto since they're putting everybody out of business. And
so CF Moto dirt bike. If you go to CFMotoUSA.com, it's loading. It's doing the circle thing. Load.
I thought I was supposed to say something like .com. So just since we've been talking about it a lot lately, my local ATV dirt bike power sports shop now has CF Moto also.
The one that you bought all your Husqvarnas from?
No, not those guys.
Okay.
Those guys do it. I'm out.
out of what?
Everything.
All right. Fair enough. Well, I can't find it. So if I go to images on Google, I get this, CF Moto, what we know so far. Seen at ICMA 2024. Motocross concept. I am not finding the article that you must have seen. All they have on their website for USA, I will say for USA, is the kids bike. So Cycle World, as of November 7th, shows the concept first look. Like I said, I'm not finding the article that you saw, but I mean, I'm seeing the concept. It looks like an large dirt bike. My question for you is, looks very electric.
It does look very electric.
But the motor's not in the hub.
I seen, who's the other big dirt bike maker? Electric one. Stark Varg. or
the one? I thought it was like one moto or whatever.
No, it wasn't.
I guess not for dirt bikes.
I just seen a video going around with some guy saying, so you want to know if electric bikes are waterproof? And then he just drives it out into a lake, like fully submerges it, and he's driving with the handlebars and everything buried in the water, and then comes driving back out. And I said, cool.
I mean, I feel like they should be, because you should be able to put all that. Yeah, you should be
able to. I wouldn't touch the sand dune with them.
Should be able to just put it all in a box. But there is that whole question of the Moto E things. Don't those, if I remember right, those things catch on fire all the time.
We have to get water in them.
Yeah.
So they got to be sealed good.
I don't know. Electric's not there yet. That's where I'm at. It ain't quite there yet. It's got to, sadly, it doesn't have too far to go. But I don't think it's quite there. And it does still beg the question of, like you said, why are we taking these electric dirt bikes out and then just charging them on a generator right next to the track as opposed to just having gasoline dirt bikes? The only like eco-friendly argument I could see for that is that if you have a generator, you can set it at the most efficient mode, right? Like you could set a generator for these specifications, runs at this RPM, generates this much electricity. No one's doing that. They're building the cheapest thing possible, right? But you could do that. I think maybe I mentioned it on here before, but Edison Motors, they're building a semi-truck that's electric. So it's got a Caterpillar generator up front. So that generator can always run at the most fuel efficient RPM, generates electricity for these giant batteries. You have electric motors on all the drive axles. Therefore, you get instant torque and you still fill up with diesel. But I think when they were doing calculations, this was a complete off the wall. I'll fact check myself, but I believe they were getting like almost double the fuel mileage. Which, when you think about it, you know, a semi gets 5, so 10 miles to the gallon ain't that great, but for the amount of weight they could pull.
Listen, the world's a crazy place. I had the opportunity to tour a factory last week.
Yeah.
That builds autonomous electric lawnmowers for golf courses.
The robot lawnmowers? Wait, for golf courses?
Yeah, it's a... Okay. So you would, everybody right now is thinking like a Rumby or something, yeah. You know, driving around. No, these things are four-wheel drive, four-wheel steering, an electric motor on all four wheels, map out a golf course, and it is not small.
Does it raise and lower the...
Dude, it has variable speed blades. So when it's turning a corner, the outside blades will spin faster than the inside blades so that your grass gets cut evenly.
Okay.
Right. Most amazing machine I've ever seen. And should that be electric? Absolutely. I think it's awesome. It's great. But I still don't want no part of that world. Can we be done with electric everything now?
Yeah. 21 miles per gallon. Sorry. Just had to get that in there.
21 miles a gallon. That's better than my car when I got my foot in it.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good. Pretty cool concept. Anyway, hey, if for the audience, this show is going to be pretty short tonight, and that is due to some news. If you're wondering why we didn't do an intro today, it's mostly because we were already on a topic. We decided to jump into it because sometimes that happens. I always hate when that happens. We'll be talking about something, and then we jump into the episode, and it's like we got to put it down, and then it's unnatural and weird, which is what we're trying to avoid here. But we do have some news moving forward. This was going to be the official first episode of what we would call season 3 or 2025. What we're going to call it is kind of the intermedium between season 2 and season 3 as we make some changes over at JK Moto Podcast. So didn't do the intro this week that you're ever so used to from yours truly. We did get Cole's great shining face this week, which is amazing. We will be seeing him back here, but what you can expect moving forward, to be completely honest, is not fully known yet. We are not going to be quite as weekly, especially not for the next couple weeks or so. We're going to take a couple weeks off. We'll do some brainstorming backstage, get some things set up, and then we'll come back. Say what?
I said soul searching.
Yeah, soul searching. Do a lot of praying, meditating, trying to get the world back on the two stroke. Also, might spend some time on two wheels. just want to give you guys a heads up. We'll be taking a couple weeks off and kind of figuring out what the future of JK Moto Podcast looks like. And once we have a solid answer on that, we will absolutely come back and keep you guys updated. And you can always check out the Instagram at JK Moto Entertainment for any and all updates. You can also absolutely follow Cole and what he's doing over on Instagram if he wants you to. I don't know if he does.
That's ruthless. Yeah, sure. Come on over. We get to talk dirt bikes over there.
Yeah, if you're into that whole dirt thing, you can go hang out with Cole for the dirt stuff. But anyway, truth of it is, we all live busy lives. Sometimes lives catch up and get busy, and we don't want to be putting out content that isn't worth putting out, for lack of better words. So it's been said by wise people, if you don't have anything to say, don't say anything. Which doesn't mean we're quitting, but we're going to take a couple weeks off, kind of figure out where we're headed up. What you can't expect coming this year is still some fantasy for MotoGP, still be covering Moto America and MotoGP racing, absolutely. And we'll get the inside scoop coming from USBA. I imagine Cole will keep us pretty updated from over there. And then maybe a little bit of racing action from the East Coast. So am I missing anything? Did I cover it all?
You covered it. You covered it well. I think you did good.
Okay. All right. All right. All right. But yeah.
CVMA this weekend. Next weekend.
Which we'll hear about eventually.
Eventually.
But yeah. So that'll be the future. Essentially, it'll be something like, you know, welcome back to JK Moto Podcast, your favorite not so weekly motorcycle podcast.
Perfect.
And we'll leave it at that. So anyway, I did want to throw a shout out to all the listeners, all the longtime fans, listeners. Don't be leaving. We ain't done. We'll be sticking around. We're just going to take a couple weeks off. It's wintertime. Shout out to CVMA for keeping their stuff going, but it is kind of the off season anyway, so it's a perfect time to kind of take a break. So we encourage you, you know, file your taxes correctly. Don't get it audited by the IRS. Spend some time with the family after the holidays in case you missed them during the holidays, and work hard at your jobs. Spend a lot of time in the garage. Buy a lot of tires. But don't buy last year's tires. Buy next year's tires.
Buy KTM. Somebody's got to save them.
Cole ain't going to buy no KTM, so everyone else should, so that they stay in business. And we'll see if Jack Miller and Brad Binder can catch a seat for 2026.
I had something to say about that comment.
About KTM?
You said there's a lot of people ripping on Jack right now.
I did say that, yeah.
But
So let me correct that. I kind of mentioned that to you in very quick. What I saw was a maybe real or not article, and then all the comments on the article, right? So you get these like random, I'm going to blow out an article that may or may not be real on Facebook. The comments on there are interesting because those people, their feelings are generally real, which is really funny to get the people to get in there and like, you know, this guy's just trolling. You guys are just feeding his comments, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, but there were a surprising amount of people that were, because the article mentioned something about how tough it is being a MotoGP rider today in between contracts, not knowing if you're going to have a job or not. And there was a big, long comment about the fact that, like, it wasn't up until recently, like the last decade or so, I guess two decades probably now. But back in the day, like, racing was not a money sport. Per this guy, you know what he's saying is racing was not a money sport. It was, you did it because you'd love it. You weren't doing it for the money. People didn't make the millions of dollars they're making now. And he said, it's not weird to him if you've got open seats all over the place. Because if talent comes in and it's not actually talent, you know, step aside, make way for new talent.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if you represented this gentleman and his comment accurately or not, but that's, use your vocabulary. That is just incorrect. In fact, people used to make more money racing at every level but MotoGP for years and years and years, and it has always been a money game. People race for fame and fortune
and glory. You got to throw glory.
And glory. That's what people race for. And since You know, what do they say? When did the first motorcycle race happen? When the second motorcycle was built?
Yeah, should have been. Yeah.
So, I mean, there's all different levels of racing, but I would argue with that comment and say that, yes, it's been commercialized quite a bit. It is going to get commercialized more and more, I think, in order to survive. We need that to happen.
It has to be. Yeah.
But all those things being said, if you depicted his comment correctly, I don't agree that now they just race for money and nobody willingly stepped aside because they thought the kids had more talent than them. That's never been a thing. Them old dogs will hold on to that handlebar as long as they could.
Yeah. And so let me make a correction to how I depicted the comment. I don't have it in front of me, but I don't think he ever mentioned anyone stepping aside, but rather once again, I mean, look at the fact that Jack Miller got pushed aside for Pedro Acosta. Did Jack Miller step aside? No, absolutely not. I guarantee he would have kept on to that factory KTM spot. It's probably a pretty hot seat. But here comes new talent, right? You sign a contract. The team at the end of the contract can't tell you, no, move along. You're not fast enough. We're going to try out this new guy. I think that's kind of what that comment was getting at, was like, if you don't make it, you don't make it. New talent will always be there. Always itching, waiting, ready to go. And you cannot blame a factory for throwing you off your seat if you didn't show up. I think that's kind of the direction it was going. It was like, hey, KTM took you in. They gave you a factory ride. You didn't prove a whole lot. Don't be mad at them for not giving you the factory ride back.
Yeah, and I'm okay with that. You got to earn it.
100%.
You got to earn it every single year.
We do need more publicity. There should be more money in it.
Yes. If there was more money in it, there would be more kids in it. The talent would increase.
Yeah, it would just grow and grow and grow. But then it would become unnatural, like F1, and would take all the fun out of it.
Well, I don't think it needs to go that far either, but that's a whole nother story. Sorry, off on a tangent.
All good. All good. I'm thinking we go ahead and wrap it up. We call this a solid ending episode of Season 2, episode 93, and we will be back for episode 94. I will throw out an update on Instagram before we come back as to where everything is going, but we're going to take a couple weeks off in the winter. It's cold anyway. No one's really riding outside of CVMA, but maybe that's how we'll bring it back, is with some news from the California side.
Perfect. Sounds great. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Yeah, thank you. And we will see you in the next episode.